Welcome back to Our Queer Experience, where we seek to highlight the diversity among the LGBTQ+ community. I'm Bruce, with my co-host, Andre. Hey, Andre.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, listeners. How are y'all?
We are talking today about TV. It's a bit of a follow-up from our previous episode, where we were talking to I'm so tongue-tied today, Andre. I'm sorry.
We talked to Tommy Jarosi, famous producer of the Netflix show EastSiders, a show that follows beautiful people through their beautiful problems, focusing on predominantly gay cast for the most part. So it's a fantastic show. You like this?
Yes. I was only briefly aware of it, actually, before we talked to Tommy. But after we had him on the show, I brought it up on Netflix and ended up spending the next 24 hours watching 3 seasons of it. So yeah, I kind of dig it. I binged the crap out of it.
Nice. It's definitely a bingeable show. And even though the dialogue is amazing, it's just as bingeable on mute.
Hey now. It's going to be one of those shows.
Speaking, I might be a little lonely tonight. Speaking of queer television, I saw, since you so lovingly set up a nice little tournament of musicians for me just a little bit ago, how about you go through a tournament I set up of television shows for you to go through? Thoughts?
Sure.
Good,
yeah, let's do it.
It's happening. I set it up.
Oh, all right. So if I had said no right there, what would have happened? Would that just be the end of the episode?
I would have overruled you. Yeah, it would have been bad.
Okay.
Our listeners would be like, no! So.
Fair enough, whatever, right? All right, I'll do it for our listeners.
Are you ready? 12 shows will enter, but only one will win. Are you ready to hear the 12 contenders?
Let's do it.
So first, I think a classic by any standards is Ellen, one of the first shows to have an openly queer character and have it not be a gimmick, but have it be a genuine realized character. And this is her sitcom back in the mid-90s, not her current talk show. Everyone knows about Will and Grace and how historic it was when it first came out, but today we're focusing on the reboot of Will and Grace that just started last year. Already came back and won some awards in its first season back, which is amazing. So Will and Grace 2017, we'll be talking about another show, Queer as Folk. So hopefully you had HBO growing up, because that's the channel was on. The American version, by the way, because it was originally adapted from a British show. The L Word, which followed up after Queer as Folk, that instead of focusing on a group of gay guys, it focused on a group of lesbians. The next show, DTLA, a show that was actually a joint production by the U.S.'s and Canada's leading gay channels. Canada has made that show. A Shot at Love at Tila Tequila. With Tila Tequila. And Shooting Love at Her. But Shooting Love with Her.
There you go. The other was a little weird. Good. Sorry.
It's a very different kind of show, and not one we would talk about on this family-friendly podcast.
Once you would probably do that, just saying. All right, keep going. Sorry.
No judgment. But it was billed as one of the first, maybe the first, bisexual-themed dating show. As Tila Tequila, who was a big star on Instagram or Twitter at the time, came out as bisexual in the first episode. Hmm?
It was MySpace.
Oh, my
yeah, it
God.
Was that old.
I didn't notice how old that show
yeah.
was.
Yeah, she was like the first one to like surpass Calm or something stupid like that.
Wow. Well, there you go, MySpace.
I don't know.
I feel so
yeah,
old right now. Thank you for that. Thanks for that, Bruce.
Yeah. You know, I'm old too, bro.
And you're saying that just after I turned 31, too. Ah! Not that long ago.
Yeah, you know. What else we got?
Another dating show, Boy Meets Boys, on Bravo this time, the premise of a gay bachelor looking for love, but what he doesn't know and what the other contestants don't know is about half of the contenders are actually straight guys posing as gay men, and if they're chosen, they win money. Because, you know, straight men don't have enough of that at the expense of gay guys. The next one is the return of another beloved show, Queer Eye, the 2017 reboot that is from Netflix that just had its second season. We all know how much you love this show, Bruce. Let's try to.
I've talked about it before.
Yeah, often on and off the air. So I think I already know which one you're going to choose to win. The next show is actually a British show called Beautiful People from the earlier 2000s, and it follows the life of a gay designer as he's recounting the tales of his youth to his current lover, his partner, rather. Lover has a very different connotation than what I meant. Next is The Real L Word, which follows astral lesbians in a reality TV show, which is, you know, pretty groundbreaking at the time. Transparent, the Amazon show that made history, was centering around a trans woman and her experiences coming out and her family, both her children and just how she is moving throughout the world. And then finally, another British show, Torchwood, a show about people hunting extraterrestrials, think X-Files, but with a department as opposed to two leads, and with everyone loving everyone else, because yay for openness and love, right? Don't you love love?
Yay! Whew, okay, that's a lot to choose from.
That is. So,
All right.
just like when we looked at the music, the first thing we want to do is choose our favorites. So, with that said, just to help us get down to a manageable number, let's go from 12 to 8, Bruce. What four shows do you want to eliminate here in the first round?
Eliminating four of those?
Yeah, I know it's hard.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing,
okay.
Right?
All right. Before we jump in, I probably need to confess something to you, Andre. I don't want to say this over the air, but I will. My guilty pleasure is reality shows a little bit. And
ooh.
So I don't know if I'm going to, because I kind of feel like, well, I don't know. Okay. So I have to keep a couple of those just because I have to.
I know one reality show you haven't keep. But what about the others? Bruce?
Let's see. Could I do which ones I want to keep or which ones I want to get rid of?
Either one. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 reality shows listed. Are you going to keep all four of them?
No. I'm just, because I think the predictable choice would be to, okay, get rid of Tequila and get rid of, you know, the real L word, and you know what I mean? But I don't think I'm going to do that quite yet. I'm going to keep them in
okay. And
see where it goes. Because I know you have other categories that we're looking at another round. So I'm going to keep... I'm going to keep the real L word.
Okay.
I'm going to keep Boy Meets Boys because it's cute boys and I'm a gay dude. I'm also going to keep one that probably might tick you off, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm keeping Tila Tequila. I can't even say it. I'm keeping Tila Tequila because as a kid, this show was on the air, and I was still, you know, in my little closet itself in my conservative family, but I would sneak at night and watch this just because it had, you know, just a little bit of what I, you know, something I could connect with. So because of that, even though it's a super cheesy show and, you know, it sucks, I'm going to keep it.
Okay, then. Wait, so dude, that means you're eliminating Queer Eye? What?
No, I'm not choosing from those categories. I'm just choosing it overall. I'm definitely keeping Queer Eye.
So that all four reality shows make the cut?
Yes.
Okay.
So you said Will and Grace. We're not including the old Will and Grace?
Just the return from 2017 on.
So I haven't seen any of that, so I'm going to cut that one.
Okay, then. Someone has to do their homework.
No, I thought whenever I saw it on the list, I thought you meant all of it. And that was even what Tommy picked as his favorite, because we asked him in our last episode. But the new one, I haven't, you know, the old one's good because it's groundbreaking. The new one isn't so much that. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, I agree. I also was eliminated in the first round. I'm just shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I like to be controversial.
Okay. So that's the first one down. You need to get rid of three more.
I am going to keep Ellen. Because it's a groundbreaking show, and so I feel like we need to keep that around.
Awesome.
Torchwood, I'm going to go ahead and cut. I'm a sci-fi fan too, but don't really look at it. I just look at it as a sci-fi show. I don't necessarily look at it as a queer show. And so that's not what I'm feeling tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and cut that.
Okay.
I'm also going to cut Beautiful People because I believe that's a British show, right? I haven't seen it. I wasn't familiar with that. The trailer did look fun and it looked entertaining, but I'm going to go ahead and cut it just because I'm not as knowledgeable about it.
That's a show I used to watch back when Logo had more than one show on it. It showed, you know, queer shows from all around. And so it had Beautiful People on it, and I really liked it. So, British fans, I love your media, even if this doesn't.
No, I like it. I just, I'm going to keep Transparent. Look at you trying to throw shade.
Cool.
I'm going to keep Transparent just because I like it. So that leaves three shows. I need to pick two of them to keep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep DTLA because even though I'm not as familiar with that one either, I kind of want to watch it after watching the trailer you sent me. So I'm going to keep that one. That leaves Queer as Folk and The L Word.
Yes.
I already have the real L Word in here, so I'm going to cut The L Word because it could get confusing. Is that a good enough reason? I don't know. I do like that show a lot. But that gives us
To all of our lesbian listeners, please feel free to send all your hate mail to Bruce.
Oh, we're definitely good.
Cool.
But that does.
So,
that leaves us. Go ahead.
That leaves us with eight. So, as a recap for everyone who's listening, that's Ellen, Queer as Folk, DTLA, Shot at Love with Tila Tequila, Boy Meets Boys, Queer Eye 2017, The Real L Word, and Transparent. That's pretty cool, right?
Whew, that's still a tough list to choose from. What's the category for next round?
So in round two, I'm going to randomly pair up these shows into four matchups. And we're looking at opportunities for queer actors or queer persons in the case of reality shows. Because, of course, reality shows don't have actors in them, right?
Well, you know.
So we are looking at first off, Ellen versus the real L Word.
So hold up. The category is whoever gave the best opportunity to queer actors?
Yes, or, you know, queer persons in the event of reality.
Queer actresses, whatever. Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah.
So the first matchup is, I'm sorry, Go ahead.
Ellen versus the real L word.
So Ellen, she is so talented that I don't know if she wouldn't have gotten an opportunity. You know what I mean? Plus, that show was groundbreaking because she was queer, but I don't think it necessarily had a lot of queer characters and that kind of thing. So I'm going to have to go with a reality show, man. This is going to be, I'm going to get so much hate.
Hey,
okay, yeah,
you know what?
The real L word.
That's fine. That's it. You know what? We're just happy that folks are listening. And if you want to send us some hate, send us some hate. And we thank you for your listens. So, next.
Yeah.
We have, and remember, this is thinking about opportunities for queer actors and persons. So, with that in mind, we have Transparent versus Shot at Love.
Did you rig this? No, I'm just teasing. But we're eliminating a lot of good shows because Transparent, the actors, I mean the, I don't remember his name, but it's a, straight. Yeah, he's straight, right? Like
straight cis man, yes.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously it can't be that one. So it has to be.
Shot at Love.
Tequila. Yeah.
Don't blame me. Blame random.org. So. Next, we have BTLA versus Queer Eye.
Oh! Well, I'm going to have to ask you about this one because I'm not as familiar with BTLA. It is, to me, it kind of looked like another version of Eastsiders. Is that where it had a, you know, is that true where it just has a bunch of gay actors and they're just kind of doing like gay or queer people do? I guess it was mostly gays, right?
Yes. Before Eastsiders did, but yes. The actors all, as far as I know, they're all queer persons if they're playing queer people on the show.
Yes. And so we're comparing that one to Queer Eye, which
has five gay male leads.
Ducks. But I'm going to turn into a like philosophy professor for a minute. I'm going to look at opportunity as also opportunity for expansion of the mind. Not necessarily a monetary opportunity for jobs for actors, but an opportunity to show that queers can be queers without it being threatening or without it, you know what I'm saying by that? Because of that, I have to go with queer.
You have to go with?
Queer Eye.
Because there's a wider array of representation.
Yes. Because
that's really cool.
Especially the, yeah, I know that you haven't seen much of many of the new ones, but that's, you know, what they try to do a lot.
I literally
binged
the whole first season in one day. I hope you realize that, right? Because of you.
So, yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my pick.
Things we do for friendship. Okay, which that leaves Queer As Folk versus Boy Meets Boys.
Oh, this one's easy. I didn't even, whenever you sent me the list and I was, like, looking at them, I didn't even know that half the dudes were straight and, like, pretending to be gay. Like, one...
On
I Queer As
Folk or on Boy Meets Boys?
On Boy Meets Boys. Queer As Folk has a lot of queer actors, doesn't it, mostly?
Of the leads, my understanding was they're about half and half.
Fair. But, no, I still got to pick Queer As Folk because Boy Meets Boys, that just sounds... I don't know. I'm going Queer As Folk.
It sounds a little dirty. Makes you feel like... Ooh.
Yeah, it sounds a little crazy.
Wow, we have Shot at Love with Tequila, Queer Eye 2017, The Real L Word, and Queer As Folk remaining.
Oh, our listeners,
fun.
I'm sorry.
Three reality shows and Queer As Folk.
Yeah.
The American Queer Folk again.
We're not those people. No, okay. All right. So
the people.
Let's go ahead and, I don't know, those people, the reality show people. So how do we narrow this down further, buddy?
So this next round, we're looking at social impact. So,
okay.
Again, after going to random.org and matching them up, we have Shout at Love with Tila Tequila versus The Real L Word.
Social impact?
Uh-huh. Positive social
impact. I'm not as familiar with The Real L Word. Is it? It's a newer-ish show, right?
I wouldn't say it's newish. I think it was 2010s or so. It came on right after The L Word went off the air. And it followed, you know, a group of lesbian women around.
Where do they live?
I believe L.A., if I remember correctly.
Okay. So I'm going to go with Shot at Love.
Okay. And why?
Because it is, for a couple of reasons, actually. On this list, it was the most high-profile bisexual that we have. And I feel like that's a group within the LGBTQ plus community that often gets overlooked, that often gets taken for granted, that often gets judged and ridiculed. And that's something that I don't like, and that's something that we don't really talk about in the show enough. So there's that social impact of having, you know, a bisexual like Tila Tequila, as ridiculous as she may be. That's the social impact that I'm looking at. And I'm also looking at, I'm just going to go with that one.
Okay. So, representing bisexuals and a mystery reason. So, fun times.
A mystery reason. No, I guess I'll just go ahead. So, I told you off the air that I used to, like, secretly watch the show when I was growing up because I was at that MySpace age, even though I don't want to admit it nowadays. And I would, you know, I would watch that show a little bit. So that's my second mystery reason.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay. Which now we're looking at the new Queer Eye, not the original, but the new one, Queer Eye versus Queer as Folk.
Does it have to be the new? Oh, you're killing me with this. Okay, I mean, social impact, you have to do Queer as Folk. You have to do as Queer as Folk.
And why is that?
Because it's older, basically, is how this works. It seems like the issue of gay rights is on, you know, an upward trajectory that, you know, the older it is, the more impact it probably had. So you got to go Queer as Folk. Now, if it was the first Queer Eye, then game over. But
a much harder discussion.
You got me to eliminate. Yep, you got me to eliminate my favorite one. So I hope you're happy, Andre.
That last game was much more evil than intended.
Oh, I don't think. I think it was just as evil as intended.
Uh-huh.
All right. So that leaves us with two, right?
Uh-huh. And for the deciding factor, I want you to tell me which of the two shows, Shout at Love with Tila Tequila or Queer as Folk, the American version, better represents the diversity of the queer community.
The diversity of the queer community.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, the mission of our show. So it seems only
right
to make that the deciding factor of the champion.
I don't know. See, this is... Neither of them, really. You know what I mean? Like,
tell me more about
actually,
that.
Let me go ahead and let me get in the weeds for a minute on this. I was talking a minute about how gay rights seems to be this upward trajectory, and that's true.
Yeah.
You see more public, you know, acceptance of queer issues, but you also see the older that you go back, the less diversity that you have with them. And because they had to have mass appeal or we wouldn't be talking about them today.
Yeah.
And so in order to get that mass appeal, they had to play on stereotypes. And they usually had to be, you know, sitcoms or something like that. And because of that, you don't see the diversity. You see the stereotypes. And so that's why I want to say neither. But I have to pick, don't I?
Yeah, and I actually have I know the one I would choose between the two. And I feel fairly strongly about that choice. But this is not what
Which
I would
one?
Choose. It's not what you would choose. It's not what you would choose.
Okay. Will you tell me after? And then,
oh, of course.
If we don't agree, we'll fix the fight. That'll be the
Have you ever known me
episode.
To not share my opinion, Bruce?
Okay. Yeah, good point. I'm just kidding. Okay. Diversity, I'm going to go with Queer as Folk. Because even though they did have a lot of the stereotypes, they also had different characters that went through different struggles that different people could relate with. And for that reason, it's good enough for me to pick them
awesome.
As whatevers. I don't know. Are we going to fist fight now?
No. Our top show, according to Bruce, is Queer as Folk. The American version, of course. So, actually, I would have chose Shot at Wealth if it was Tequila.
It's more diverse.
And the reason
would've?
For that, yeah, the reason for that is, one, Tequila herself is Asian, which is, we still don't have very much Asian representation anywhere. I mean, part of the reason why Crazy Rich Asians is such a big deal is because it's only the second movie ever, only second major mainstream American-made movie that featured a predominantly Asian cast. So the fact that Tia Tequila herself is, you know, Asian is a pretty big deal. It also, I think what you were saying earlier about representing bisexuality, and even if it's not representing it necessarily in the most inclusive and brightest of lights, it's still more representation than bisexuality generally gets. And then finally, the different people on the show, once they realized that it was the premise of the show, it was interesting to see the contestants, the men and the women, kind of deal with that. They get to see how some of them dealt with going through biphobia and being like, oh, I don't know if I can be down with this kind of show and blah, blah, blah. And others being like, oh, this is not something I thought about, but it's cool. And so that's why I would have chosen Shout at Love, which you think I would hate, but I actually loved this show, the first season. The second season I didn't much care for, but the first season I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I'll accept that. That's good reasoning.
So let's... We ended up with Queer as Folk, which is, you talked about Tila Tequila being the show that you used to sneak off when you were young to watch. Queer as Folk was a show I did that with. Wait till my parents were dead or out of town, and then I would sneak and watch HBO, or I would, like, go to, like, a room with the television in it and watch it and, like, listen out. And as soon as I hear someone on the steps, or I heard, like, the keys in the door, I would, like, switch the channel real quick. And then I would switch it to something else. That way, if you press the back button, it wouldn't even go back to HBO if you press the back button. That's how thorough I was with trying to cover my tracks. And I used to love that show as a kid. Boy Meets Boys was also something I really enjoyed, even though it does make one feel kind of dirty. The premise of the show, it still is still kind of entertaining. And it's still a lot of beautiful boys running around.
and in the end, isn't that what television should be? I mean, for me at least.
I think for our female listeners and bisexual listeners and listeners, any other listener that like male-identified persons, yes, I think for sure. For our listeners not so into guys, probably less so. But hey, maybe they'll be like, yeah, you know what? Everyone likes a hot guy, right?
I did think that I totally regret Can we just re-record this whole thing? I totally regret cutting the L word. Now that I'm thinking about it,
no.
I love that show.
Okay, no, it's fine.
Queer as folk.
All of these shows have merit. Otherwise, I wouldn't put them on there. Even the shows I don't particularly personally care for have merit. All of these shows, I think, in one way or another, broke ground, represented people's stories that otherwise wouldn't normally be represented.
Yeah.
And
we're doing what we can.
And created positive social impact, right? And so based off of, you know, just the completely, you know, off-the-wall requirements that I had you go through, I think any of these shows would have been a lovely champion.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It was definitely a great list. And Queer as Folk is a very good show, too. And
yeah, of course.
It is our favorite for this episode. Like we talked about with music, we'll probably come back and do this again, change it up and see if we get the same results.
For sure.
Let our listeners pick them.
Yeah. Yes. That would be fantastic. I would love that.
Yeah.
So you hear that, listeners? We're going to be doing it to you next time. So go out and support all of these and other wonderful queer TV shows out there.
Yeah. And come back and support us.
Our Queer Experience. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at OQE Podcast. You can write us an email, OQEPodcast@gmail.com. We don't have a physical address, so you can't mail us anything. I want to make sure people understand, you know. O and Q are sound like themselves, but E could be anything. So,
no, I like it.
Half the letters sound like E. OQE Podcast. Find us. You can listen to us, subscribe to us, like us on all the listening platforms. However you're listening to this, just go ahead and give us 5 stars if you would like, or 1 star, I guess. And then if you give us a 1 star, let us know what we can do to improve. We would love to hear it. Is that all, Chris? Did I cover everything?
Because we cut the L word. That's why we're going to get 1 stars.
Oh.
I'm sorry. No, I'm teasing. No, that was a great show. Come back on Friday. Okay. We'll be having a great guest on.
Come back Monday. Come back Wednesday. We love it when you come to listen to us. Right, Bruce?
We love it. And we love to hear your story, too. So hit us up on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. But until next time, Andre.
Bye, y'all.